And my wife was then very ill, so I went back again at about 11 o'clock. And this old lady was still in severe pain and hadn't been seen. I was in and around the ward until about 6 o'clock the next morning, and this old lady wasn't seen at any time during that period. She wasn't, in fact, seen till the consultant came round the next morning at about 10 o'clock, and the consultant himself wrote her up for pethidine. And I thought it was absolutely abominable. And if the health service will allow junior hospital doctors to treat patients in that sort of casual fashion, then the sooner the health service is blown up and replaced by something else, the better, and the sooner that hospital managers are dismissed and put on to Social Security to understand the difficulties people actually have who are impoverished, the better.
Have you noticed any differences, any changes in society's attitudes to diabetes?
Have I noticed any change? Do you know, I don't think I have. Possibly it's po I don't know. Possibly it's regarded as more normal. I'm not sure about that. I can remember a little while ago, there was a family that I was visiting. One member of the family had died suddenly, and I was going in repeatedly to try and give a bit of support to this chap's wife, and there was a son in the family living at home, and the son was a chap in his late 30s, and he wasn't working. And one day I said to Mum, "Oh, why isn't John working?" "Oh," she said, "he's a diabetic, didn't you know?" And I said, "Well, I'm a diabetic, and I've been a diabetic for umpteen years. It's never stopped me working." "Oh," she said, "nobody would let him work." Now, I don't know whether that's a reflection of changed attitudes, and that I was, how shall I put it, in an advanced cohort of changed attitudes, or whether it was that that particular chap was just so petrified of his disease that he had never actually managed to try getting back to work. I don't know. But apart from that, I don't think I personally have really noticed.